stuff. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to learn now. Melina, that's an entof reish yud ches. I'll go over a few things. Okay, in Sif Aleph, a few points. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber talked about a rofe baki. A rofe baki. Okay. You're a doctor. Can you cut away a corn on a foot? How am I going to? I have a corner. I don't know how I'm going to stand up and kick on. I stand for hours. Very painful. Okay.
I want to say the body I work on. I'm sorry.
There's like an there's like an interesting.
Doesn't have to stand for Neela.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. I was going to have a kasha here that I thought was. Okay. Perfect book. So he wants to know why. Of course, he has to be a bucket. He has to know his stuff. You know. What's the point of? Because the Rambam says it's stronger. Who should he a roifei bucket? Who should he a roifei bucket? So any day, my kamash malon. Yeah, you know, you need a rofe baki. Okay. You need a rofe baki. Of course, you need a rofe baki. You need a rofe that you feel confident knows what he's talking about. What does baki mean? It doesn't say rofe mumche. You need like that he went to Harvard Medical School. So the rofe baki. So that's Rosh Hashanah's question. I thought it was a very good question. Venira Lee, the Dover Godel Hishmianu Buzet. Hine Yerushalmi Yomer al Mishnah Zu, that the Chayla says I kafias, and the Raifei says I don't know. What about that thing? Not Stam, I don't know. I don't know. So the Yerushalmi says something nefashos lahokel, and you don't let him fast. The Bavli probably holds not like that. The Rosh Hashanah says. The Bavli is mashma only if the Rofe says he has to eat, not if the Rofe says he's not sure. The Bavli holds even if the Chayla, not only if the Chayla says I have to eat, but if the Chayla says I don't have to eat, it also carries some weight. And therefore, if the Rofe says I don't know, so you don't make him fast. That's what the Bavli holds. So if the Rofe says he has to eat, everybody's money to the dinners you give him to eat. Because then you say that the chayla is just, chayla doesn't know, he either wants a fast, he's.
You mean he just stomach eat?
But when the. What?
You can just stomach eat as he wants?
We're talking about a chayla. We're talking about eating that makes sense, that would fortify him against falling, against succumbing to the illness. So cook the chayis if the roif is not sure, so ain't something much midevada. Yerushalmi holds that the chayla is saying I could fast is meaningless, and therefore the raifei saying I don't know is suffering the fashas lahakim. Yerushalmi holds the chayla saying I could fast is meaningless, so the raifei saying I don't know is suffering the fashas lahakim. The Bavli holds the chayla saying I could fast is meaningful, and therefore the raifei saying I don't know is ain't suffering moitzim deivada. B'nei lefi Yerushalmi. Often her roifei ain't a buggy called kach. Mikomokom. Let's say the chayla says I don't have to fast, and the roifei says you could fast. No, the chayla says I could fast, and the roifei says you can't fast. So the din is you listen to the roifei. But let's say the roifei is not a buggy. So the chazuna says according to the. So he says, according to the Rishalmi, even not a bucky, but it's no worse than the rofe that says, I don't know. So Mamele, he has to eat. But according to the Babli, so only by a bucky. But if he says he doesn't know, then you ignore him.
Bucky in fasting or bucky in?
Bucky in his trade. Whatever he has to know, he's a bucky. Like Jackie Mason used to have a joke, right? You're going to a doctor, you have a stomach ache. He could have been a bucky in feet, and he flunked stomach. So that's very nice. He says, then there's a machlech, he's passing like the Babli, like the Yerushalmi. I don't like his whole svara. He compares a rofe she'eno bucky to a rofe who says Eini Yodea. I don't think it's a tushdal at all. A rofe that says Eini Yodea is a rofe baki that says Eini Yodea, and it creates a suffix. A rofe she'eno baki that says he has to eat is not like a rofe that says Eini Yodea. It ain't a baki. That's the point. Now, let's look at the Bir Halacha, the Bir Amash Kol Chayla. Right, even if he's not a Chayla now, but you think the Chayla, okay. Okay, v'yotu b'dvarav. Yeah, kazav b'sefer tiferes Yisrael. We started this yesterday. That now it's not so poshut. You should listen to the rofe if he's an akum. They're too quick on the trigger to say he should break his fast. He should eat. V'yotu b'dvarav kazav b'shulas 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 ramatz chelak orachayim sunan lamates lois yud b'chein. Chaim b'shel shuvas ruachaim z'mitov kuf menalif gam linyan roifei Yisrael shaharbi mehem chashudim laval divrei toira uluchal ol Shabbos v'gam heim einam esanim mitzad afkarusa. They don't fast themselves. It just doesn't mean that much to them. Tzarechi and Rav, if you could be simech on such doctrines. Bembas Adover Toloi Lefid of the Mayur Harod. A Rav, if possibly in Geshayla, he has to make a judgment call. Okay. Ulinyan, and at the end he says a famous issue. Ulinyan am Chas V'Sholom Yesh Magefa. How do you pronounce it in English? Cholera. Cholera? What?
Cholera.
Cholera? So that's a famous story, how they used to eat, the Mesal Salanta. I am Ashik Osabna, the Zimin Tov Kuf Nadal of Bir Alocha, Linyan Arbat Somos.
except Dafka cholera or any dangerous epidemic?
He's talking about cholera, where there was no direct link between the eating. It wasn't medicine, but it was known that you had to eat or you succumbed to the illness. You needed, of course, every ounce of strength, and it was dangerous to fast. If you fast, your body was weakened. So he brings down in Tavkuf Nun Dalid that if the machla, if the sickness is not that widespread, and he wants to fast, he could fast that he should stay home. He should stay home. Or he should go outside only with camphor. They used to wear like I don't know what it is exactly. It's like a strong smelling thing. Like alcohol, I don't know, something like that. Ulinyan Yom Kippurim, Ayin Bachasam Seifa Chelek Vov, Simitez Vov, Venitvas Geis B'Shulchan Aruch Lemberg B'Haga Oso. So what does he say? I'm bring down what he says. The other one is to bring it down. Says if the doctors say everyone should be quarantined in their houses, so let them stay home and they should fast rather than come to shul and daven and eat. So they'll daven at home, be a chidus. It's much better if they're able to fast that way. Just daven with a minyan. So certainly that should be the option, that everybody should stay in their house if that's an option. But if the mumchim are maskim that the tainus atzmo is mazik, so then they should make a hashara, what's shir legima, what a person has to drink not to be in a sakona, and he should drink it pachas pachas mikashir from the loy lugma meaning, and wait 9 minutes between it. Then he brings down from the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, the Bir Halacha says, "Om them the Sefer Reishis Bikurim b'daf lamed gimel chayla kolor." In other words, the Chassam Sefer says that cholera is taka, you either stay home quarantined or you eat. You don't walk outside, you'll get sucked up into the illness. Avol the Sefer Reishis Bikurim chayla kolor. So he brings down that you have thousands of people don't die. You need something more substantial than to go pick a certain disease and say, you know, you have to eat or else you'll succumb to it. You'll see the matzah, whatever it is. You know, you can make these blanket statements. So far, the Bir Halacha doesn't speak it out. He talks about it very cryptically. He has a one side. There's the Chassam Sefer, and on the other side he says he has the Sefer Reishis Bikurim. Then he says, "I am the Sefer Zdei Chemed." What is the Sefer Zdei Chemed? Avi Shom B'Shem Sefer Yishrei Leiv. I'm reading from you. That in Tofresh Chavav there was a Magefa in Yerushalayim. And they didn't know what to do on Yom Kippur. And the doctors said that if they fast, it would be a sakona even for people who are presently healthy. No one wanted a paskin, so they davened quickly and everybody went home. Stayed in the house, quarantined, and no one died. Okay, I guess it's Be'ikka talking about healthy people, that's the Chiddush. Talking about healthy people, they're not sick. It's just they'll be able to resist the disease better if they eat. So Taka Chiddush. Okay. In Sifkotan Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the Chayla says, "I have to eat," he eats. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkotan Dalid, even if the Rofim say that the Machal's bad for him, that the Machal will be Mazikim. Now, this is very, very strange. The Mogen Avram. Very strange, as Aruch HaShulchan points out. Forget about Yom Kippur, let's say during the year. The Chayla wants to eat something. and the doctor says it's bad for him, you don't let him eat it, right? It's ma'isim b'chol yom. So like what's this Mugan Avram telling? So punkt on Yom Kippur, you don't listen to the doctor. It doesn't make any sense. He said, there's also something doctors have to learn. Sometimes the achila is bad for you. Harbei ponim, you see achila wants something that's mazakim and you don't give him. V'chimim eish ati yom ha-kippur migra yara. Tzarechim gadol. V'mirim ani is daiti. He says, whoever said this din, the poskim that said this din is not talking about achila and a mita. Of course you listen to the doctor. The doctor says, don't eat this, you don't eat this. It's talking about the doctor says the eating won't harm you and won't hurt you. The chayla says, if I don't eat it, I'm going to fall away. So you listen to the chayla. But not if the roife says that the achila will be mazikin. No, not like the Magen Avraham says it. He's saying that the Magen Avraham is misquoting the halacha. There's plenty of people walk around and they have a mechush in their heart or in their head, in their meayim. I don't know what he's talking about. I guess maybe that people had cancer in those days too, I guess, and they had, they didn't know what was wrong with them. He said, then the patient knows better than the doctor. Okay. So this Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sukkot and Dalet, you're saying to yourself, it doesn't make sense. So the Chazon says the Taka doesn't make sense. Okay, in Sukkot and Hay, on the din that you listen to the Chola who says, I have to eat, Ainuk Shachayla says, I feel I have to eat. And if I don't eat, Chas v'Shalom, I'll get into a sakana. So you tell him first it's Yom Kippur, and he still wants to eat. Leave your day amor esnafsho. Yeah. Then he says, in Acholah Rotsa Lahachmir, if our perception is that he has to eat, and the Acholah wants to be Machmir, so that's suicide. And if you eat, you don't eat kapara. As we get closer to him, give me the shilas increase. Like everybody. So, I told a few people. When you're drinking water, if you have to drink, again, pachos mekashir is osur, unless it's sakonas nefashos. If you're drinking, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman suggests making the water basically undrinkable. He talks about putting a little liquid soap in it. But I said, don't do that. I think anybody would vomit. I said, putting in a lot of lemon juice. Mixing a lot of, like making it very, very, very bitter, sour, whatever the right adjective is. Anyway, if you make it something that an average person would not drink, so it's your potter. So salt, I don't think also either is a good idea. But I said, the only thing I can think of that's maybe a good idea is lemon juice, like a lot of lemon juice. Okay.
It's only to take, it's an antibiotic.
Is it a pill or a liquid?
Pill.
Yeah. So you could take it. Take a pill. Without. Could they swallow it without water?
Yeah.
You really. On other Tanais from Shlomo Zalman says, if you need a little water to, you know, carry it down, fine. But Yom Kippur's not fine. If push comes to shove and they can't get it down, Shlomo Zalman's mocked it.
Lemon juice to the water.
Now you should use liquid soap. Maybe a pill cutter. Maybe they should use a pill cutter first.
A pill cutter?
A pill opponent cuts the pill in half.
Yeah. Okay, and then?
Most of the time it's too big to swallow. Is that for me? Okay. Now I'm going to read you from Shel Shuvas or Advaz. Chayla was sick. Kippa. Doctor said you have to eat. If you don't eat, you're going to for sure die. He doesn't want to... He didn't eat. Guess what? He died. They want to know... So they asked the Radvaz, like... What, so the Radvaz says he's definitely wrong.
Who's wrong?
The Chayla was wrong.
Okay.
Your doiche... Pikuach nefesh is doiche kola terakula. Even suffix pikuach nefesh. Even sex veikuach pikuach nefesh. Even for chaye shoa. Okay. So even the achroinim that say, who's the Radvaz talking, even those that say that when the din is yavor ba'al yehore, and you chose to get yourself killed, you are called a kadosh, you did not do anything wrong, but adrabi, you're called a kadosh, you decided to be moser nefesh. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says he's considered mavir atzmo l'das. Mikomu kom hani milim, there's a kiddush Hashem that you're moser nefesh in that situation. But a chaylosh yekpas hakana that's told he has to eat, and he decides he's not going to eat, he says there's no kiddush Hashem involved there. It's not like a guy forcing you to do an aveira. He says, you're in a situation where you have to eat. Nobody holds that there you made a kiddush Hashem. And therefore the guy is wrong. Then, apparently, I missed the whole, a major thing. The story happened to the Riva. The Riva is a Baal Tosfos. This story happened to the Riva. They told the Radvaz that it's written that this happened to the Riva. So was the Riva right or wrong?
Riva passed away?
Yeah, yeah. The story was with the Riva. The Riva is a Baal Tosfos. So they asked the Radvaz. So he said what I just said. And then he ends up like this. He says, it could be... He says, he thinks, the Radvaz writes, that the Riva felt he's going to die anyway. It's his time to die. Lev Yodea Moras Nafsho, he applied Lev Yodea Moras Nafsho, he felt he was going to die anyway. That's what he meant. And therefore, there's no point in eating. So that's why he didn't eat. Because it's not a Midas Chasidus.
Right.
Now, the Radvaz is convinced that it's wrong. He rather doesn't call it suicide. He steps back from calling it suicide, but he says it's wrong. It's not a Midas Chasidus. He did not Aveira. He uses those things. And the story with the Riva, he says probably the Riva knew he was going to die anyway.
It's upset. Okay.
So there's no point in eating. Why should he eat for?
He can live an hour longer.
I hear. That's true. So maybe even that. But you're right. You're right. They have a good point. Okay, next point. Bir halacha de bir maschul de im chayla. Okay, what's this? That if the chayla says I have to eat, you listen to him, even if 100 doctors say he does not have to eat. Ayin Taz. He says, that's only if the chayla speaks up and says, I want to eat. But if he's just laying there, and when they ask him, how do you feel? His response is, you know, I'd like to eat. He says, then it's not so pashut. But I didn't bring down what this point in the Mishnah Brura, because many, many are chayla to him. So I didn't bring down the Mishnah Brura. The body says he wants to pass, but not like that. That's interesting. Okay, there's no time now. I want to read you from... I sent people to him. I have his phone number at home. Dr. Abraham. It was very nice. There was a lady in shul with a shayla. I wasn't able to answer the shayla. You know, it's a whole medical thing. I can't tell her what to do. She says her doctor says she could eat. I don't trust her doctor. So I sent her to him. He was very nice to her. He spent time with her, listened to the whole thing, and told her exactly what to do. So here, I want to read you this, though. We're talking about shiur. So the shiur on Yom Kippur for food is a kaisevis. Right, not a kazayas. Okay, so this is a big date. Oh, so I want to. So how much is that? Well, here, a little less than an egg. This is 2/3 of a medium-sized egg, including its shell, which, in today's terms, as ruled by Paiskim, for Shabbos Kol Chasa, Kasam Seifer. 27 to 30 grams. All these measurements are by volume, though. Now, grams is weight. But the shear is a shear of volume. So he addresses the point. I don't know what he told. He addresses the point. He says, it's very difficult to measure volume, especially in the in your private home. So the Poiskim gave the measure of 27 to 30 grams to cover all foods and all specific gravities. They gave that shear. Shnachal is the same way. They talk about weight, but it's a volume. Shnachal is given when you have a certain volume, not a certain weight, but they always talk about how many pounds of flour. But Shlomo Zalman told me in his later years that a person can make a bracha achrayna between 17 and 20 grams of food, and he's yaitza kazayas matzah. So when I asked him that a seriously ill patient should only be able to eat that much on Yom Kippur, why it's kazayas 17 to 20. And we're talking about a beya, which is twice that, but 2/3 of a beya. What's 2/3 of 40? Let's say. What's 2/3 of 40?
13 and a bit.
What?
13 and a bit.
2/3 of 40.
26 and 2/3. 26 and
2/3. So maybe you should only be allowed to eat that much. No, because generations of Paiskim said 30 grams. Now you're going to find this interesting. You could leave if you want. It's not so nogeya. You find this interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says that all foods that you eat, if you eat, so that makes up the shear, everything you eat. But if you eat and drink, so they don't eat together. They're separate cheshbonos. So if he dips his bread in wine or water, their volume is added to that of the bread, as if they were solids. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. But if you eat and drink separately, they're not added together. Then he writes, I'll read it to you. I'm not so sure I'm clapping what's going on. I found it difficult to understand what the Mishnah Berurah means when he says, if he were to dip his bread in wine and water, their volume is added to that of the bread as if they were solids. Surely the bread will not swell as a result of soaking up the water or wine, which will merely displace the air that it previously contained. So since all our measurements are by volume, not by weight, the volume of the bread won't change, although its weight will. Following? Mm-hmm. I asked the food scientist, Rav Dov Becker, to conduct a simple experiment to verify this. He dipped his bread into hot coffee for 1 second, and although its weight increased by 70%, its volume only increased by 3%. Something that was not discernible to the naked eye. After 10 seconds of soaking, the weight increased by 144% and the volume by 38%. Again, not discernible to the naked eye. Soaking in tap water for 10 seconds increased the weight by 166% and the volume only by 15%. So what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? I wondered whether this would be a raya that the volume of a measure does not take into consideration its air content, but does take into content water or wine that has been soaked into it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the volume of a spongy food that's filled with air is measured by the food only, not the air that it holds. Okay, so that's if it's spongy, a spongy food.
Like bread.
Bread is spongy. Oh, so if you soak it, so you measure the hollow spaces. True, the Mishnah Berurah writes that matzah or bread, even if spongy, need not be crushed or squashed to assess its true volume. But the eating of matzah or bread and eating by measuring Yom Kippur is not comparable. Because that's called what's called eating. And this is inui nefesh. So that's why, you for sure, don't count the ear. So you don't count the ear. That's, so because of your soul, you for sure don't count the ear on Yom Kippur. But the place giving says gave a measure of weight. 30. There's another point I told some ladies today. The measure has nothing to do with quality. The measure, so a patient that needs to drink should drink milk with sugar or juice rather than water. You have to build up your koich in sakana. So you have to drink. I had one lady, this one lady that I sent to him, if she should be okay if she stays in bed a whole day. And that's bullshit, he says, from Zalman. I mean, we know that by now, we're sophisticated about it's better to stay in bed a whole day. Stay in bed all day. He says, your husband should go, also not daven the whole day. And he should stay home and take care of the kids. So, I have my daughter-in-law in such a situation too. So my son wants to know, like, why him? Why not anybody in the world? Like, why does he have to go home and take care of the kids?
What do you mean?
Why does he have more of a chiyuv than anyone else?
His kids.
It's not his job to take care of the kids. You see, it's his father's son told him. It's not his job to take care of the kids. Now, Elamai, she has to stay in bed. So someone has to take care of the kids. So why him? Let someone else take care of the kids. Yeah.
You can.
Anyway, so, but it was like, yeah, because this lady, the drinking is because of the contractions of going into labor, but she also is very, very weak. So he told her this thing. Once you're drinking and you're drinking the shiurim, it's not relevant if you drink like a power drink or with a high caloric content. There's not more usur. It's the volume of the drink. So drink chreis, Gatorade, chas v'shalom. I think it's treif. I think it's treif. So, what?
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Caffeine, that'll do it. Okay, we'll stop here. You do not make kiddush if you eat kippah. There's a b'chivayga. Shulchan Aruch. That's a din. Ritzei and yalaviyavo. Let's say your child eats. Ritzei and yalaviyavo, if he washes, is a shayla. I'm not 100% sure if there's a hachra. Like, either way is okay. Kiddush, definitely not. Kiveiga has a tzad that if Yom Kippur's on Shabbos, though, so maybe you have to make Kiddush. You understand why? Because it's Shabbos. So once you're allowed to eat, so out Yom Kippur, there was never a din to make Kiddush. So, punk, you have to eat, so there's still no din of Kiddush. But if it's Shabbos, so once you have to eat, you have a chiyuv Kiddush. And then you make a shayla in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. That's this year, again.
Can it be every 9 minutes? Can they make an after buffer?
Probably not. I don't want to, you know, that probably depends how you're doing it. If your mom is sitting there looking at your watch and every 9 minutes you're drinking, then you wouldn't make a bracha. There's no hesach hadas. Do you have any idea? You know, we have a funny way of saying Eula, instituted by Pagro, and rather, it's okay. But there's a piece of paper that tells people which pages to skip to. You have any idea where that? Can I ask you to look through the Bima? I bet you it's buried in the bowels of the Bima.
Here. Okay.
That's what I would think.
Could be up there.
Did the first, he said he doesn't know.
Thank you. That's all. I guess it would be over there somewhere.
Oh.
Wow.
You didn't know where it's on the Sudar.
Is that the secret topic on the dream?
The truth is, I didn't have time to look it up. The minute is to take out all the secret topic?
I know. There's three. We have three. So
no, it's just the minute to take out more than two?
No,
but the Chazan stands there. Wait. When the Chazan says Kol Nidre, so the two people hold the Sefer Torah,
yeah,
one on each side of it.
Right.
So I'm trying to remember in Lakewood. I'm trying to remember where I davened. They didn't take out all the Sefer Torah.
Okay.
Took out two. Because the two people holding it. Maybe we should be Mechaber Isaacson. You want to be Mechaber Isaacson?